This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة الصلاة القائمة سيدنا محمد رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دين محمد النبي الرسول. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, always and forever we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal, which is that we are openly obedient to Allah in the way that he has invited us so that we can prosper and benefit, where we love Allah, fear Allah, and have a hope in his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and the next. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes my private life and what you don't know of me and what I don't know of you better than what we seek to show each other. Allahumma ameen. We're continuing with our theme, the art of manliness, and this is a discussion with you, just our high school boys, mashallah, young men, growing up in your relationship with Allah and maturing in your age. And these are skill sets that I pray that they will be of great value to you. And one of the things that I wanted to speak to you today about, and it's going to be the topic for the next three Jumu'ahs inshaAllah, one after the other, a different dimension for each of it. The general theme is how to fix my mistake and how to recover from error, and how if I've wronged someone, I can make it up to them, and how if I've earned insult in my relationship with Allah, that I can make a shift in my heart, in my actions, in my faithfulness to help me recover and redeem myself. And one of the most important things for you as a young person in your relationship with Allah, in your relationship with others in society, is to never give up hope of becoming a better person tomorrow. And as I stand in front of you here today, 40 plus years old of age, there is a better person inside me that I wish and I pray will become better in the years to come. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a believer is a mirror of another believer. So if they see something wrong, let them fix it. When you look in the mirror, you look out into society, you see yourself. You see yourself in who your friends are, and the choices that they make will be the choices you make. There are those who want to sit and hear the remembrance of Allah as Allah commands in the Quran on the day of Jumu'ah. And they sit with their head bowed, thinking and worshipping Allah in this moment. There are others who sit and their heart, lahiyatan qulubuhum, their heart is distracted and unaware of its nearness and its necessity of humbling itself to Allah. There's other groups who are there and they're idle in their discussion, not just that their heart is distracted, but now they're distracting to others, seated as a group and unwilling to just humble before Allah quietly. How do we fix the errors that we know that are within us? How do I as an adult and you as a young man begin to transition from good to better, from great to the best that we can be? How can I become not just a Muslim but a mu'min, and not just a believer but a muhsin, min al-muhsineen, a person who seeks excellence in the relationship with Allah and continually striving and struggling to make myself a better person. The first point is what I will discuss with you today, and it's a three-step process. Last week, I wasn't with you for Khutbah al-Jumu'ah, I was in Thornley Masjid, and I mentioned the three as learning tools for your parents. As an educative process, my job as your teacher is to help you use the three elements that I will speak about this week, next week, and the week after. The first element is called self-confrontation. This is called the psychology of redemption. How do I make myself a better person? I must understand that at this point, there is something better than what I am. And that there is a problem in what I've done, what I've said, what I felt. There is a mistake that I've earned. There is a sin that I've committed. That I must confront myself. I must look myself in the mirror and say, I'm not going to accept this of myself. And it doesn't matter if other people don't say anything to me about it. I'm responsible to myself before I'm responsible to anyone else. That if my father, if my mother, if my teacher, if even the Prophet ﷺ is with me or not, I want to be as good as I can be. Self-confrontation comes from examining yourself. In Islam, in our Islamic philosophy, it's called al-muhasaba, to take account of yourself. That you count at the end of the night what you did right, and ask Allah for forgiveness for what you did wrong. Muhasaba is at the end of the day, and in the beginning of the day, you take stock. Hisab in Arabic means numbers and counting and accounting. Al-muhasaba is that you look into your heart, then into your actions, then into your words, and then into the feelings you put in others' hearts, and then into the actions you influence towards others. It's not just, oh, I didn't say anything wrong, brother. Oh, I didn't make anyone feel better. Look at how the Prophet ﷺ, he said. And this hadith is a beautiful hadith. I want you to pay attention to it. He says, لا يسع مالكم. Your wealth, as much money as you will have in the world, it will be never enough لتصدق على الغير. That you give of it in charity to everyone you meet. I'll never be rich enough that each and every one of you, that I give him charity and make you feel better. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, فَلْيَسَعْهُ. Let at least, if you don't have something to give, something wealth or food or gift, then let your smile be the charity you share with another. Because how you make people feel is something you will be accountable for in front of Allah. The moment you might say to me, Brother Yahya, I didn't say a single word to him. And I say, yeah, but he said when he walked in, you gave him your back. You gave him a frown. You made him feel unwelcome. You were inhospitable. You treated them with an ethics that is not the way of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That even the enemy would enter into the masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and be treated like a friend. That even someone who cursed the Prophet ﷺ to his face, that when they entered the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا, they find in it peace and security. And that becomes a part of what you examine in yourself. It's not just, oh, I didn't say anything, I didn't do anything, I didn't take anything. But it's about more than that. And Allah tells you in the Quran, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ, the hearing that you use, the sight you perceive with, and even the intentions in your heart, all of that you will be accountable to Allah for. And don't think I'm just speaking to you as students, but also to our staff. When a staff member, when I make you feel inadequate, when I humiliate you in class, when I point you out, when I call out your name and make others spotlight you, that's a sin on my behalf in front of Allah. If it is done with amd and intent, if I mean to demean you and to bring you down, that is not the character of a Muslim, of a believer, and it is not in the ethos of our school. And Allah tells us, "Kunu qawwamin," be those who stand upright, shuhada, witnessers of justice amongst everyone, young and old, male and female, teacher and student, everyone has the right to feel in our place and in our school, comfort and ease. Self-exam. What have you asked of yourself? What do you hold yourself accountable to? And what do you measure yourself against? When you come to measure yourself how tall you are, you measure it in terms of inches or centimeters. I'm 5'8", I'm 5'9", I'm 6 foot. You measure it according to a standard. What is the standard that you measure your life with? What is the sum of your life? What is the equation of your success? And may Allah protect you of failure. The standard is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is to learn more about his character and conduct. And after Jilsatul Istiraha, I will continue with how and why he taught us to look into our hearts and actions and dealings with others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The higher you make your standard, the higher your achievement, even if you don't reach the standard. And whether it's in your studies or in your personal development or in your athletics or in your sports, if your aim is just to do 50%, you'll probably get 30 and 40. But if you aim to 100 and you work towards 100, you get a 70. It's better than the 50 you were aiming for that you never received. And always make your highest standard, the standard, the gold standard, is the standard of the one who Allah described, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on an unattainable level of conduct and ethics and morality and character. You and I, we will never reach the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that's our standard. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You and I will never be able to push back an enemy with love. You might push back and you might say a bad word or you might be upset because you're not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you're going to try as hard as you can. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, push back against the aggressor with that which is better. It might be difficult for you, but work towards it. You won't achieve it. But at the end, if you made that your standard, you will achieve better than if you let yourself loose against other people. In the tradition of us as Muslims, to look into your heart becomes the first way we will be judged on the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدًا. You are enough of a person to be witness and counsel against yourself on the Day of Judgment. Allah's not going to call witnesses. Allah's not going to say, come here, tell us what he did to you. There will be no need. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ. It'll be on that day when their tongues, their hands, أَرْجُلَهُمْ, their hands and tongues, وَأَيْدِيهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Every part of your body will say, oh Allah, on this day I said this, I saw this, I took this, I heard this, I acted in this way. And you will curse your own self. Why have you made your own self a witness against you? And that is because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He allows you and I to examine ourselves in this life so that you and I can come with a conviction that I can be better and I can do greater and I can move forward and I can improve. And it doesn't matter what others think, if Allah sees of me and my heart what is right, that's what matters at the end of the day. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts His light in your heart. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you firm upon the straight path. And that Allah leads you away from all of the vulgar influences that seek to surround you and drown you. That Allah protects you from vulgar music and disgusting and despicable movies. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures your heart from jealousy and anger and hostility towards others. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says to make the dua, oh Allah, don't put hate in our heart for anyone who believes in you, for any human being who is decent in their conduct towards us, Ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His greatest blessings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the blessed day of Jumu'ah. Increase your salah upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وأقم الصلاة. الله
أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. وقامت الصلاة. وقامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
جزاكم الله خير. Gentlemen at the back, join the ranks. Allahi barak fikum. Stow. Make sure that your rows are aligned, even if we're not praying together due to COVID restrictions. Make sure that you straighten up. Humble your hearts to Allah. Keep your head at the place of your sujood, your eyes fixed to your place of sajda. Free your heart of any distractions, any doubts. Turn to Allah with a heart that is seeking to Him, that is hoping for His mercy, and that is asking for His reward. Stow. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Tabarak. A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-'alim min ash-shaytan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil 'Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سبق وقد آتيناك من لدنا ذكرا من أعرض عنه فإنه يحمل يوم القيامة وزرا خالدين فيه وساء لهم يوم القيامة حملا يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا يتخافتون بينهم إن لبثتم إلا عشرا نحن أعلم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا يومئذ يتبعون الداعي لا عوج له وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع إلا همسا يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وقد خاب من حمل ظلما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله